Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want.
It's thickly packed and full of flavor. Listen, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess,
LaCrush Harsh. Hey there, welcome to another awesome episode of The Honey Sweet Crushing After Dark. I'm here, I'm on time, I'm ready, I'm excited. I'm just a ball of emotion. Anyway, The Honey Suite is a show about the exploration of many aspects in our daily lives. We have sticky discussions on a plethora of subjects, including but not limited to social economics, politics, relationships, and much, much more. So I would like to welcome you to the show. 805-830-8320 is the number to call in, and you can also press 1 and join into the conversation. Tonight is the third Tuesday of the month. The third Tuesday of the month, and this is our Crushing After Dark. That's the name of the segment, Crushing After Dark. This is a show where we get into it. This show is for a mature audience, and it's just a way to just have a nice conversation where we can have an exchange of ideas about any and every topic, mostly towards, like I said, adult entertainment. I'm going to go ahead, take a break, come back. And I'm going to tell you what this topic and how it came about in just a minute. Right now, here's some brandy to get us started.
I'm going to put it down, you're going to fall in love. I'm going to put it down, you're going to
fall in love.
I'm going to put it down, you're going to fall in love. I'm going to put it down, you're going to
fall in love.
I'm going to put it down, you're going to fall in love. I'm going to put it down, you're going to
fall in love.
I'm going to put it down, I'm put it I'm put it I'm put it down.
You put it down right, like the way I want it. Play it hard, maybe we can fall in love. You put it down, you put it down. You put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, you're talking so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just cause the way you are. Cause everybody in here know that you're still I'm letting you know I got the sweetest heart. Any man that wants this, babe,
he gon' have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it. Play it hard, right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down.
I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
I'ma
put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 for me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know, got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it. Play it hard,
maybe
we can fall
can
in love. If you put it down, so baby put it down. If you would, maybe, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
taking all your cake. Girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. We been hating all night, a friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You can leave and let go. Don't make the best day. And I can't see you to the sky.
You gon' fall in love,
I'ma
put it down, you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it right, maybe we could fall in love. If you put it,
you ready?
Yeah.
feedback. Now, well, it's Crushing After Dark, and tonight's topic is sexual discretion. And I came up with, be discreet, and you can be. I got jokes. Anyway, discretion is one of the most powerful tools in being the seducer. Discretion is one in which anything of a sexual nature taking place between two people should stay between two people. This means that anything you know about his or her sexuality must remain confidential. Anything he or she tells you about their sexuality remains confidential. And especially anything you two have done which is of a sexual nature, whether it be intercourse, oral sex, or even kissing, must remain confidential. You are secret lovers. Nobody knows you two hooked up. Nobody knows what you have done in bed together. And mostly, nobody knows your deepest sexual secret. Follow that? And I guarantee being discreet will more than likely get you laid. And it also gets you that freaky sex you fantasize about. You're wondering how and why. Well, we can get into that. But before we do that, let me go to the lines because I see my friend from that room. What's going on? Let me see. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm ready. I'm pumped. I was laying down, but I'm up now. You know, once I told you that 3, 2, 1, bing, after find the energy, I can't be your hand.
Right.
Ain't nobody going to tune into that. So I got to find that energy, and I'm bringing it. But I was thinking about this topic because I'm not discreet. Or am I? I was thinking about this topic, and I understand the concept, and I think it's 100% correct, but that's not what we doing. You know, they want to know a different breed, if you will. I don't know.
Right.
But I feel like these guys that want the freak in the street and the lady in the street, the freak in the sheets and the lady in the street, there we go.
Right.
It's a double standard.
That plays a big part in it.
Because, you know, if a guy talks about it, he that man. He the player, P-I-M-P, did that, you know. And then if a woman is open about it, our sexuality, then, you know, we get that stigma, oh, she a hoe, she a this, she a that. And that that little scenario of how the situation works. That's why discretion among both parties is required. Not just one,
right,
but among both parties is required. And then you can get it popping. You can have all the wicked sex that you want, but you have to make her comfortable enough to want to get out there and drop her defenses.
Right.
And then men, in my opinion, don't seem to understand that. I don't know.
There's a few
out there. But when we meet somebody for the first time, out of the top 3 questions or the top 5 questions we ask them is, how many sexual partners you have? Or what's the freakiest thing you've done?
When's the last time you did something?
Right. When's the last time you did something? Actually, those 3 questions, it's like, And then when you say I don't kiss and tell, then it's a whole another can open.
Right, right.
That's, yeah.
Because they figure, oh, well, you don't kiss and tell, you must have a whole lot to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And we, there was a question posed to me about that. Do you need to know their sexual history?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes no, sometimes yes. I mean, if there's a chance that you may be a carrier, I need to know. If you're bisexual or trisexual, what I call it.
Uh-huh.
Really, some people are trisexual and not protected. They just try anything openly, uncovered, unprotected, and just out there.
Yes, I agree with that.
So, yeah, I need to know if you're trisexual and you didn't try it and you didn't cover it and everything. Not to say I want to know how many, but if you were unprotected, I need to know that.
I guess it's like a fine line, because if you if you look at this person as a potential partner, then right, we have to have that conversation.
Right.
You know, but what seems to be the norm is the whole I'm independent, but I still need you for ...
Right.
So, but, you know, every now and then you do have that person. And I guess it depends, because I can't say we. I'm not going to speak for everybody. I can only speak for me and my experiences today. So that's what I'm going to speak on. And I'm thinking in some instance you'd be throwing mixed signals if you don't communicate that. You know, I ask this thing as, you know, we get insecurities confused with confidentiality. We get these insecurities, I can do X, Y, Z, or I've had this experience, but you don't know that because you're not taking time to ask me or have this, so I got to tell you, I got to be loud about it. You know, and I think it's not really, when you're loud about it, it's not really confidence, but insecurity. Interesting. It's totally opposite. When you're too loud about it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I think when you're too loud about a situation,
it's too much.
You know that girlfriend.
Yeah,
hey, I can do this. I suck your dick till it fall off. And y'all in the middle of a restaurant.
Right. You know. That's not boldness. That's just. Then you wonder why everybody, what they looking at? You know
right.
What I did.
Or why you got a stigma about you.
The thing is, it's like a lot of people say, maybe they did too much. How you going to do this? Or how she going to do this? Who all you done that with? Okay, you want me to open up to you, but then you want to know how many people I did it with. What's that got to do? You know, but you want
right. Does it change anything? Because, first of all, I could give you any number. You know,
yep.
Like, are you going to call everyone to figure out if I did it or not? Like, that makes no sense to me. And is there even a number out there that you could tell somebody? If it's too low, you're not experienced. And if it's too high, you're too experienced. So
right.
Where did that question even come from?
Well, see, with that is where a lot of women would start, oh, you're the first. Dang, you good at this. You real good if I'm your first. Because they don't really want to hear that, oh, I've done this. This is something I like doing. Because then they're like, what you mean you like doing this? You know.
I don't know.
How many, I had a friend that would say she only had 4 partners. And the guy believed him, like, really? You have 4 kids and then you only have 4 partners?
She had 4 kids.
Yes, four kids, and she said she only had four partners. And she would hold to that, and I would just sit there, and he would look. She said, "What do you think?" I say, "I don't know who she's been with. You have to ask her." She say, "Four." I have to, for me.
You know, I'm like, yeah, like, what significance does that hold? That's the question for right now. 805-830-8320. If you just tuned in, you got Lady C representing Baton Rouge. And you got myself, two ladies right now, just contemplating the whole concept of sexual discretion. Join into the conversation. Can I give you out a number? 805-830-8320. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. What significance does how many sexual partners have you had hold in a relationship? That's the question. Be right back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do y'all mind if I share what I've learned? Oh, 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 oh. Girls in my life.
I've been mixing, I've been sipping. Since I've been 20 on that lean, baby girl, I've been popping and I've been rolling. Since I was 17, I've been geeking on that water. I want you, nah, nah. I'm not trying to fuck tomorrow, baby. I want you, nah, nah. Don't want your number. I'll call you back if that head right, baby. I won't love you, I can't love you. Unless that pussy got some superpowers. I want you, nah, nah. I'm not trying to fuck tomorrow, baby. I want you, nah, nah.
R&B for your soul.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
That's how we do on the Honey Suite. Crush It After Dark. That right there was The Weeknd with Drunk in Love. And before that, I had Joe with Fantasia, Love and Sex. What's the name of that one? Two awesome songs. I like those songs. They're in my playlist. Okay, folks, before I went on break, I had my good friend, Lady C, who jumped in and jumped out, it looks like. And we asked a question before I went away. What significance does the question, how many sex partners have you had, actually hold? Does it? Is it necessary? Is it unnecessary? I mean, is it, I don't know. I want your opinion. Give me a call, 805-830-8320. Shout out to the 803 in the background listening right now. I see you. That is just a question on my mind. It's a nice topic. Sexual discretion. If you're discreet, you can be. I came up with that. And this is one of the most powerful tools you can have in being the seducer. If you're in a club scene and you don't have much going for you, you're not going to get any. Same thing would happen like when we go to a swing party. Okay, I'm an expert on that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I tell everybody when I'm hosting a swing party, do not come with the expectation of beating everything moving. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for a couple of reasons. One, I'm already on the defense. As a woman at a party, I'm already on the defense because it's by nature. It was programmed into my head that if I have too many sex partners or I do too much sexually, then I'm going to be labeled. So I'm already there with my defenses up. Secondly, I don't want to be disappointed. So you're not bringing your A game, or I just look at you and you don't see up to par. Yes, we're judgmental. But it's not really judging. It's really what I'm attracted to. Everybody that comes to a party, you're not attracted to. Same thing as you go to a club. If I went to a certain club or a certain type of party, I know as being a plus-size woman, some men will not be attracted to me. However, we do have this thing in the closet, chubby chases. But that's a whole other thing. Now, we're back at this party. You come to the party. Now, you know, physically, you're average. You're not Don Juan. You're not Tyrese. You know, you get upset. You're not part of the Magnum team. So I might not just give you a second thought. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean I don't have the desire. There is a thing of, you know, I'm desiring, I'm backed up, or, you know, you got a nice bow-legged walk or something like that. Now, that's attraction. I got that. I got that desire. I want to have sex. I'm there. My mind, I'm ready to have sex. I'm ready to get it in. I'm ready to be. I'm ready to get freaky. I want all this other stuff. I want all the stuff that comes with it. Everything I've seen on TV, those are my expectations. But when I look at you in a room of naked men, you know, you need to stand out. You need to stand out. However, if it's the beginning of the party and there's only a few there and we can go and slip into the bedroom by ourselves or we can slip into a corner by ourselves and I feel comfortable, my defenses are lower. And you have that, what you've been dreaming about. Because you know what? That discreet feeling that I get drops my I'm a slut defense. Everything that I've been programmed, I'm feeling comfortable enough that I can open myself and I can be my true self. So not only are you going to get it, but you also have the option of getting their little fantasy you dreamed of, two or three women at a time and so forth and so forth. So sexual discretion, and that's one of the rules when you go to a swing party. The number one rule, what happened at a party stays at a party. That being comfortable, that sexual discretion, you know, is part of me dropping my defense. So, like I said, if you're discreet, you can be. However, I'm thinking about this scenario, and I'm thinking about this situation. When you're talking to somebody on a one-on-one level, I tell you everything under the sun when I'm not around you. I reveal so much of myself. You know, I've never been with a woman, but I would love to try it someday. You know, I like average. I like, you know, all the stuff that I'm telling you, I'm trying to let you know me, but at the same time, I'm trusting you. And a lot of guys break that. So women are always on the defense. You know, even if you're talking to your boys, I know your boys. Your boys see me all day. And they get drunk, they start talking, and I'm looking at you sideways because you're going to reveal some of the intimate secrets about myself to your boys, and you think it's insignificant, and vice versa. This happens to men as well. I can't speak on it, so all my men, y'all need to call me up. Give me y'all take on sexual discretion. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. I want to thank Chevy and Lady C who tuned in last night. Had a very interesting show on independent artists. So if you want to check that out, you can always go to our website, phonefantasyradio.com. And you can also download our brand new mobile app at the mobile apps at the Google Play Store and also on BlackBerry. Then you go to our website and click on the big cell phone there. Anyway, we're going to come back and talk some more about sexual discretion. Right now, I'm going to play some music because that's what I like to do. And you're tuning into the Honey Sweet Crushing Out the Dark.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Task force, straight face, you remember?
Nice. You be killing them. Had to let you know. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. All the ladies. They be killing them. Like to congratulate you. You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. How about a casket? They should arrest you. Or whoever trusts you. Ain't gon' stress you. But I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be chillin' them, girl, you be chillin' them.
You ain't gotta worry about her, shorty straight. Been chasing her for 2 days, first 48. Her bad bitch calls, she worth every cent. She look like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels, a newer ride. Louis Vuitton shoes, she got too much pride. Her feet are killin' her, I call it suicide. Looking good has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice. FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime, shorty in the streets, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. I bought a casket. They should arrest you or whoever dress you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be chillin' them. You be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them. You be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them. You be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all say. She got a donkey with a warm ball then. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pen. So you got a ball harder than the ball pen. Don't you wanna know, if they're ballin' man. Can't fault her, the last nigga fault her. But he ain't beat it up, high salt her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walk into the altar. Handbag on her arm, cost four bills. And she ain't got a bag, raw or steel. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, told her that collusion. Then my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl, ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now, I bought a casket. They should arrest you, or whoever dress you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be chillin' them, you be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them, you be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them, you be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them, you be chillin' them.
Had to let you know.
You be chillin' them. You be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them.
All the ladies.
All the ladies. Chillin' them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be chillin' them, girl. You be chillin' them.
Just came from the gym clothes, so can a fitted cap if you slim bold, so can a pair of flats well swim toes, so camera in the mirror BB limpo, so still killing them hoes, so still killing them hoes, so still killing them hoes.
We can do what we want. our party, we can love who we want, we can kiss who we want, we can swim.
Red cousin, sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Tell somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight.
Fantasy Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Sexual Discretion. If you're discreet, you can be. This is the Honey Sweet, Crushing After Dark. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hartson. Let me see this dog. Yay! Oh, my goodness. So, I have a person who just made a comment about what we just talked about. I just gave a scenario, Lady C. Quick background. I gave a scenario about a swing party. If you're discreet around people and so forth and so forth. The person said they have no comment. Last I lied. I think you're right, though. I got away with a lot of stuff based on discretion. Oh. Oh, have you? That's my response. Oh, really? I want to know about that. I want to know about that. Okay, so we're talking about, I made a little scenario about the swing party, and I just told y'all I took a quick break to come back, and let me tell you what you got from my little scenario or story, if you will. First of all, women are biological desire to have intercourse with capable, forward men who are not creepy or awkward or insecure. But if you are confident, nice looking, have a great personality, I can't help but to feel desire towards you. You know, and the same thing happens in the club, the same thing happens at a swing party or any of those places where you may interact with the opposite sex and meet them. And this goes both ways, but, you know, we're speaking from a woman's standpoint. First of all, women experience desire. I have no control over what I feel desire. But desire only is not always enough to make a woman have sex with a man. And that's where the discretion comes in. See, a woman needs to feel allowed, if you will, in order to express her desire to have sex. We know that women have defense mechanism against being labeled a slut, or, you know, we got our defenses up, make sure we allowed herself to accept your invitation from too many men. That's why our defense is up. So in other words, if you are discreet and perceptive, and express yourself confidently and don't come off raunchy, because that's a no-no. You don't come off too harsh or bold, or, you know, I am a lady first and foremost, regardless if you think I am or not, or if you heard something from somebody else. When you approach me, the best way to come at me is to remember I'm a lady. Bottom line. What you think, Lady C?
That's right. That's right, because like you say, you can see him, and he's like, wow. And if you don't want, because, yeah, man is a player. It's okay for a man to be a player. But if they think a woman's a player, whoa, but man, she was smiling and going so funny. You know, I don't know about that. And they could be just trying to get it themselves, but they're going to put her down so the other one won't get it because they're trying to get it. Where it's okay for the man, he hit her. It's okay. But if she say, I had him, then wait a minute.
Why?
What you mean you had him? You know,
so,
and yeah.
You know, another reason behind the whole secrecy, which I also fail to realize, is it actually creates attraction. Now you're mysterious. You have this mysterious aura about you. I don't know what you can do. See, so all that, girl, I can do. Oh, I'm sorry, something just fell on my foot. Ow. Okay. See, this is live radio, folks. So if something happens to me, I can't hold it in. It hurt. Ow. I think I broke my toe.
Oh, I hope not.
No. It just hurt me really bad. Okay, back to what I was saying. The aura of discretion creates attraction. Women are attracted to that mysterious, he's sexually active and nobody knows the stuff that he does. That is very sexy. If you think back, if you have read it, The 50 Shades of Grey is a perfect example. He's a Christian guy, and he's mysterious, and he's also, what, low-key, discreet about his sexuality. Another one is if I had to choose between a low-key man and a non-low-key man, well, most of the time I'm going for the low-key man. For another reason, he does not build up my expectations. That's another thing, too, when you're being discreet. You're not sitting up here telling her, I'm going to blow your back out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I got magnums. I do it. When you do that and you don't hold up to that, that's a disappointment. I'm going to look the other way. I'm going to run the other way because you're talking too much. And from experience,
right.
I know that that's not possible because you're doing too much to tell me all the stuff that you can and can't do. You know, and if you think about a certain situation, I might only deal with you because of a social status. You know, around my friends, I act one way. You know, it'll look good if I go out with this guy looking like Tyrese than if I go out with this guy who look like Jim Bob. You know, like,
right.
I base that on, too. If I'm in around a group of my friends and you come approach me and you're not up to par or they make a sneaker or something like that, then I'm going to tell you I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to give you the time of day and vice versa. You know, you may have a secret like it, and that's when we talked about the in the closet chubby chasers, that man that's attracted to a larger woman of size, but he don't want his friends to know.
Right.
You know, hey, it's a secret, baby. You know, you got to come late at night, early in the morning, because he don't want nobody to know that he liked this plus-size woman.
Right. And you don't go anywhere in public.
Right. They can't go anywhere. If they do, they're going to go to areas where he knows his people don't frequent. We're going to the flea market. Nobody I know is at the flea market. You know, and then... that's what we mean by being discreet with social status. But it's attractive to most people. Mm. And basically, why would you want to tell everybody in the world who, what, when, where, why, what you're doing when it comes to the bedroom? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're aware that women get judged. You know they get labeled as sluts if they find out she's been engaging in promiscuous activities. Therefore, why would you... you know, want to open your mouth and do that to this person, and what's that going to do? That's going to cut off your supply. So, common sense.
That's right.
You know, common sense at the end of the day. Interesting. Join into the conversation, 805-830-8320. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll come back, and we finish up our conversation about sexual discretion. Hold on, folks.
First things first, I pop up, freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress this different diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus, the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
All I need is a little got that good love, girl, you're getting low.
You don't need nobody
else. Think of that song or how it's so long. Lordy, work is until I handle my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Blow down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act tough, that D. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping jobs, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good low, girl, you're getting low. I got that good low, girl, you're getting low.
Okay.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Honey Suite, Crushing After Dark, every third Tuesday, right here on Full Fantasy Radio. Tonight we're talking about sexual discretion. If you're discreet, you can be. Not only do we guarantee you get laid, but, you can get that freaky sex that you've always fantasized about. Now, we talked about discretion. We talked about, you know, what happens. And I even threw out a scenario. Why is this important? Let's talk about how do we project that we are someone that is discreet. How do we put that out there, keep it discreetly? How do I communicate that to you without me having to say I'm discreet? You know, women, we're not going for that. We need to see signs. We need to see signs. So I have a couple of situations here. The first step in being perceived as discreet or low-key is to become that person in the first place. You won't tell your friends whom you slept with. It's okay telling friends that you got laid and share with them some of the details about the sex. We are not hiding the fact that you've had sex. We want to hide the identity of the person we had sex with. So what you want to do is make sure nobody knows who you're sleeping with. What you think about that, Lady C?
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's
okay.
True.
And then you know what's going to happen with that? A rumor's going to go around. They're going to start talking about you in the circles. And you're going to be the person that had a lot of sex, a lot of good sex, but nobody knows who you had sex with. That makes a world of a difference. Speaking Terry and taking her name out of the scenario makes a world of a difference. So now we're hearing this story about John, who has this amazing sex life, but we don't know who he's having it with. So, automatically, we come to the conclusion that it's discreet. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to approach and have my own discreet relations with you. It's only natural. Like I said, the desire is there. We just know that it's not going to get out. I'm not going to get a reputation, and I'm going to drop my defense. I can be comfortable with you. I can do things with you, and I know for a fact that you're not going to run your mouth. So, you know, it works. It works. You're not going to be the whole around town, but, you know, in certain circles, like if you went to the party scene or you frequent a certain club and things of that nature, it'll happen. It really happened. It'll work. If not, then you ain't doing something right. You ain't doing something right. Okay. Here's another behavioral, if you will, to communicate that you are a person of discretion. You are accepting towards her in front of her friends. You talk normal stuff. You laugh, you joke, but once you're alone, you escalate heavy. You start touching on her, kissing on her, whispering sweet nothings on her friend. But when you're in front of her friends, you're not doing that. But when the friend go get something to drink or she go in the kitchen and you excuse yourself, I'm going to be right back, and you run up behind her, oh, yeah, I'm ready. You're setting the seed. You're setting the seed. In her mind, she likes that. Now, you can flirt with her. You can touch her in front of her friends. You can not be too intense in front of her friends, especially if you're just meeting them. You came over for game night, and they're just meeting you. You want to, you know, you want to be discreet as possible, because if not, she could possibly throw up her defenses, and it's done. So, but when you're around friends, you can, you know, under the radar, eye contact, touching her when, without having anybody see her. You know, the whole footsie thing. Yeah, laughing. You grab her leg. And we do that. That's how women flirt. We do that. And it's a turn on, isn't it? And I got your juices going, your desire going, you rock hard, and you just looking at her like, girl, when we get back home. Good. Tear it up. Don't you know that's part of the best sex you're going to have? And especially if you do whispering, you know, whisper little stuff on the air. Nobody can see it. Make her laugh. Make her giggle. Make her friends roll their eyes. You know, because not only are you getting her in the mood, but you're making her look good in front of her friends. You're making her friends jealous. So, secretly, I feel good about that. So, there's little stuff like that. What you think, Lacey?
Yeah. but yeah, it you know, all that, you know, plays into it. And but I guess that's why those who are discreet and know how to, some people never know that those two have a secret anything going on. They may see each other, say, hi, how you doing? And no one knows that if they hit a hotel room, they're doing everything. they don't bring it up. You know, like you say, don't bring it up. It ain't everybody's business. You know. Just give each other eye contact across the room. Mm-hmm. Girl, what's up with him? Oh, nothing. Just a
And then, I mean, you can verbalize it, you know, you can say, you know, you can put it out there, put all the cards on the table. Listen, I know that women always get labeled as sluts for, you know, having too many sexual partners. I think that's unfair, but, you know, I'm not like that. You know, I like to keep things low-key, and anything that happens between you and me is our secret. You know, to tell her is actually a good way to seduce her. But you got to be sincere about it. You know what I mean? You got to be genuine about it, and you got to follow up with the actions we just talked about. You can't just put it out there and think that, oh, okay, that's going to work. No, because we hear it all the time. Women hear it all the time. You need a little bit more.
Right. It helps make it better.
Right.
And then it gives her the feeling that, you know, if he's this discreet, then if I let my guard down and just go out, it won't be thrown on the street. Everybody won't know I hung from the chandelier with him. You know, it's just what happened with us.
Okay. So, in the end, being discreet is very powerful when you're trying to seduce. Ladies, we do it naturally. You don't even realize that you're doing it, but you are doing it. As we explained, you flirt, you touch his hand, or you touch his shoulder, or we rub on his knee. And nobody knows the why of it, but we do. We already know what's going to happen. I'm attracted to you. And when we get into the bathroom or we find us like front of the corner, you're about to get attacked. We do it. It's just part of our nature to do this because we've had this stigma on us and we know what it can do. So being low-key is very powerful, guys. It makes women open up sexually. Women be less afraid to have wild and dirty sex with you. And it creates attraction. Three ways, three awesome reasons to keep it to yourself, right? I think so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we talked about ways of communicating that you're a discreet person by your behaviors. Only get hot and heavy when you're alone with her, and not when she's around her friends. Tell her why you appreciate being discreet, and tell her straight up that you are a discreet person. So
right.
You can never go wrong with the truth, right? So you got to be that way. You got to act that way. You got to have confidence, which we talked about last week, sexual confidence. you got to be confident that, and it's a good rule to follow. Morally, it's just a good way, good rule to follow. So, folks, I want to remind you, I am not on air tomorrow. I will be on air on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Fantasy Limelight. I have an interview with adult porn star, web model, if you will, Miss Deja. So, I got that coming up Thursday. Also, Friday, we have a special broadcast called The Dreamers Round Table. You're like, Crush, what? What's wrong with you, Crush? Nothing's wrong with me. Nothing's wrong with me. But my good friend at the Dream Woven Support Network wanted to come to a show, and I thought, what great way to have a show. Excuse me. Sorry, I got something in my throat. What great way to have an awesome show with my co-host panel of dreamers to come in and speak about living out their dreams. I told you, it's quit slacking and make it happen. So we're going to have a discussion about the dreamer's mission, the good, the bad, and the ugly of living your dream. Individuals who've made the decision to follow their passion and begun taking action to quit slacking and make it happen. So you want to join us as we delve deeper into what it takes to be the dreamer. You know, entrepreneurs out there, people that, you know, whatever your dream that you want to do, you're a cook, a chef, you sell merchandise, you provide a service. We're trying to make money this year. We're trying to take it up a notch. You know, no more talking about it. We need to have some action. So I'm definitely excited for that Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. You want to tune in to the show. 805-830-8320 is the number to save. Website, phonefantasyradio.com. We're on all the social networks, Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube. We're everywhere. So go ahead and connect with us. And thank y'all for tuning in and listening to the show. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lady C, for co-hosting with me. Unfortunately, Buddha was not able to make it, but I'll find out more about that. And I will see y'all Thursday night. Sound like a plan to me?
Sound like a plan.
Lady C, any shout-outs?
No shout-outs. I'm discreet.
Always. That's the best way to leave it off with a nice hearty laugh. I'm going to be discreet too. Oh, I'm not. I'm lying. I am not going to be on air Monday neither. I'm going to Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio is having a discussion. Can you be big and sexy? What?
What?
I know I got to go to that show.
Yes.
I got to go to that show. So don't even fault me for not being here on Monday, but y'all know I got to go and represent.
Got to speak up.
Right. Y'all know I got to go and represent and throw it out there. Hell to the yeah. got to represent. So I want y'all to call in and represent as well. All my people that's listening to the aftermath, to the front math, and everything in between, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and represent as well. Shout out to Paul, who is on my page right now liking up everything. Shoot. But Shoot Brothers Radio is right here on blogtalkradio.com/truth. Bros Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/truthbros. That's the link to go to. And I'm trying to find their little call-in number. You know, everybody can't do it like I do. I'll put like a million things up there for you to click on and everything. But shout out to Ray and Devon doing big things at Truth Brothers Radio. They have an awesome little show there. So y'all know I'm going to tune in. I'm going to represent. And I don't think I'm going to be able to make my show because their show is at 8 o'clock. And my show is at 9. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel Monday's show. And I'm going to be back Tuesday with co-host LaDrama Princess, erotic author, and she wants to talk about men making orgasms. She hit me up. She said, "Crush, can I tell you about a show I want to do?" I said, "Well, go ahead, girl. What's on your mind?" She said, "Crush, I want to talk about men faking orgasms." Now, we've touched on this a little bit last year. We touched on it a little bit. If y'all, you know, follow the show,
right,
we touched on it just a little bit. Ladies, see, you remember that show, right?
I remember, yeah.
But it wasn't we fake orgasm. We said, can he or do they fake them and reasons why. So we're going to go ahead and she's a professional author of sex. So who better to have as a co-host and somebody, a professional author who writes about sex? Yeah, I want to know what's on her mind. I mean, this is a whole other ball game now. We done opened up a whole new can. So y'all know how we do. Next week, April 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here, the Honey Suite. We got LaDrama Princess, erotic author, coming in to, she want to come in and speak about it, speak on it. I'm like, okay. Male orgasms. She said, I'm going to tell you what she said too. I'm going to read it out loud. She said, "Hey girl, okay, do you need a call next week or the week after? I have a topic." I said, "Next week is good. What's the topic?" She said, "Fake male orgasms." And I said, "We can revisit that subject." She like, "What do you mean? You already done it?" Yeah, we already came over that topic, but I can't wait to get back on it. So we have, they're going to have a special guest there, too. Truth Brothers Radio. Their number, for those that want to tune in by phone, I finally got it up, 818-514-1202. There we go. 818-514-1202. Once again, connect to me on social networks because I'm going to be pushing this show. Can you be big and sexy today? I dare they. I'm going to promote this show. I'm going to push it. I want y'all to come in and tune in, and conversation may even spill over to us. So that's always a great thing. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, that will tune in. We appreciate you. And once again, have a great, great evening, Lady C. Have a great, great evening. Get you some rest,
girl. Thank you.
Get you some rest. I'm going to go ahead and leave with a song tonight. Tonight I'm going to leave with a song. I'm going to close my eyes and press a button, and whatever comes up, that's a song for the night. Oh, wait. Hold on. Pump your bikes. What am I doing, crush? I forgot to share with y'all my mental breakfast for today. Yes, I forgot that. How are you going to let me leave without sharing that with you, Lady C?
I'm sorry.
Yes, I forgot. I got to do my
mental breakfast.
And every morning, well, I'm lying, not every morning, but I try to. Monday to Friday, I say good morning to everybody that likes my fan page, that's on my Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter, all that. And I hashtag it Mental Breakfast. You can also see it on our blog, phonefantasyradio.com. Excuse me. And today, I was not trying to get out the bed. I really wasn't. I don't know why. I just couldn't get out the bed. I stayed here. I was wrapped up under the covers, and I did not want to get out the bed, but I did. And I'm going to tell you what I wrote. It says, good morning. Here's your Mitchell breakfast. We all experience obstacles in our journey to success. It defines us as dreamers and builds us as movers. Be driven and prepared. That's my quote. And I put, when obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal. You do not change your decision to get there, which is a quote by Zig Ziglar. And that's my mental breakfast, folks. So I hope you enjoy that. Remember to like us on Facebook, WRPF Radio, Facebook.com. And I'm leaving off with a song. Have an awesome rest of the night. See y'all Thursday.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh.
Oh, Kevin. Be my
stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone.